Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. Ooh, have a seat. Enjoy yourself. We have a special program for you today. My name is Gabe. Well, friends, have you ever given your seat to someone else on the MRT or subway? Do you always know when to give your seat up for someone? Are the priority seats only for certain people? These are questions that we will encounter in today's lesson. The title is, Can I Sit Here? So here's a question that we can all think about. There's no right or wrong answer. There it is. Who are priority seats for? Who are priority seats for? Well, maybe there is a right or wrong answer. We're going to find out or at least discuss this question in today's lesson. Open up your magazine. And let's begin.
Can I sit here? Tricky subway situations. Todd and Kent are leaving the MRT station.
Well, that was awkward.
That was kind of a funny argument.
When I saw that old lady's cane, I just assumed she would want a seat. Who knew she would insist that I keep the priority seat?
Well, at least nobody can fault you for being a gentleman. But that is exactly why I never sit in those seats to begin with.
Hey, anyone can sit there. They just have to give up their seat when they see someone in need of one.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 awkward 这个形容词。awkward 在这里是指令人尴尬的。例如 ，It was kind of awkward to take an elevator with someone you met before but forgot their name. 和一个你曾经见过却忘记名字的人一起搭电梯，有一点尴尬。或者是 There was an awkward silence followed the conversation. 一段对话之后，随之即来的是令人尴尬的沉默。Awkward 也指笨拙的，例如 Bruce looked awkward in the suit. Bruce 穿着西装看起来有一点笨拙。继续我们看 exactly 这个副词 ，exactly 是指正式或全然的。例如 Stephen is exactly the guy we're looking for. Stephen 正是我们要找的人。或者是 The poem describes how a woman exactly feels when she falls in love. 这首诗描绘一个女子坠入爱和真正的感受。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 exact， 例如 the exact location of the meeting is confidential， 确实的会议地点是保密的。
This happens all the time. This kind of situation is pretty common. Rebecca, have you ever given up your seat to someone on the MRT?
As a matter of fact, I have. Recently, I was on the MRT and I was so comfortable in my seat.But then a lady walked on, and she had two children, and I knew I needed to give up my seat for this lady and her two children.
Ah, Rebecca, you really are very sweet. I imagine you would give your seat up to people who need a seat, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, anybody would, right?
Well, we would hope. One would hope that anybody would give their seat to someone who needs it.But as we found out already in this first part of the conversation, it can be tricky knowing when to give up your seat. Well, friends, we do have a lot of great conversational phrases that we would like you to learn from today's lesson. Lesson entitled, Can I Sit Here? Now, Rebecca, can I sit here? That's kind of how we would ask this question, but shouldn't it be, may I sit here?
Yes, that's a very interesting question, Gabe, because oftentimes we do say, can I sit here? Can I do something? We use can when actually we should be using the word may. May I sit here? May I get some water? May I finish, finish...
Doing something.
Yeah, thank you.
May I do this? You're asking for permission. If you say, can I do this? You're asking, is it possible for me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I think that you could be asking this question to yourself in your mind. Can I sit here? Or you could even ask, should I sit here? Well, we are learning about tricky subway situations. Apparently, something awkward happened on the subway. There was a funny argument between Todd and a lady.
Mm-hmm, right. So, of course, Todd says, that was kind of a funny argument. And Ken says, when I saw that old lady's cane, I just assumed she would want a seat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second. Yeah. Hold on a second. Rebecca, is it polite to call someone an old lady?
Hey, I think the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk about that.
Well, let's join them now.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
It's not very polite to refer to someone as an old lady, whether that person is an elderly woman, someone's mother, or girlfriend.
Indeed, the term old lady carries all those meanings, but be careful, especially when referring to an old person. Instead of calling people old, it's better to refer to elderly folks as senior citizens.
Yes, it's definitely more polite. Senior citizen is a term used in American English that refers to anyone over the age of 65. Many businesses offer senior citizens a senior discount.
So if you're a senior citizen, you might be able to get movie tickets or train tickets at a cheaper price.
You'll also find this term in legal documents and in legislation.
Mm-hmm. So, senior citizen is found in both common speech and in official documents. Now, we can also use just the word senior, which is short for senior citizen, but usually in less formal contexts.
Senior citizen 字面上是资深公民，指的就是65岁以上的长者。其实这是美国人用来称呼老年人的委婉说法，因为 old person 听起来很直接，有些老年人不喜欢听到 old 这个字，而 senior 呢，有着资深的或者是前辈的意思。在美国被称作 senior citizen 的银发族能够得到种种的优待，去商店购物，去电影院看电影都可以打折，搭乘大众交通工具也可以享受半价的优惠。若是要讲的口语一点，可以光讲 senior。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, thanks guys. Wait, so hold on a second. That means when I was a senior in high school and a senior in university, I could sit in a priority seat because I was a senior.
Gabe, no, no, that's not what the guys were talking about. They were talking about senior citizens. You know, once you reach a certain age.
Okay, you're right. Actually, English is kind of fun, isn't it? There are so many different meanings for that word senior, but it all carries that idea of being older, right? Well, let's see how Kent responds or continues with his dialogue. He's talking about this old lady, or elderly lady. He saw this elderly lady's cane. He says, who knew she would insist that I keep the priority seat? Who knew? Who knew? What kind of a question is that?
Well, typically this is a question we ask when something happens that we didn't necessarily expect would happen. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you could say, I really needed $200. Who knew that someone was just going to walk over to me and give me $200?
Who knew? Well, if that happened to you, Rebecca, I trust that you would share some of that money with me. Well, friends, let's see another example here. Let's see, what about... There's a priority seat picture here. In case you're wondering, this is what the priority seats look like. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're not supposed to sit in the dark blue ones when there are people there who need those seats. You're supposed to sit in the light blue ones. But back to this question, who knew? Maybe there's the idea, you know someone named Monica who just kind of does her everyday work at the office. And then you hear her playing the piano, and she plays it really well. You might say, who knew Monica could play the piano so well?
That's such a great example. Who knew? And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about Kent and Todd. And of course, Kent had asked, who knew she would insist that I keep the priority seat? And Todd responds, well, at least nobody can fault you for being a gentleman. And if you fault someone, this just means that you find reason to criticize that person or something.
That's right. Fault. That means kind of a mistake, right? If someone is faulting you for something, that means they're blaming you for a certain mistake. So, for example, you could say you could fault me for something. You can fault me for our group being late. We were all late. Well, it was my fault. You can fault me.
Right. Or you could say the boss faulted the employee for spilling the drink all over the customer.
Ooh.
So it was obviously the employee's fault.
It was his fault. You can fault the employee. And Todd says, at least nobody can fault you for being a gentleman. Okay, so Kent was a gentleman. He stood up for this elderly lady. You can't fault him for that, right? He didn't do anything wrong. While we continue, Todd says, that is exactly why I never sit in those seats to begin with. And that's an interesting phrase, to begin with. This means that this is the most important thing to consider. So the most important thing he's considering is that he doesn't want to sit in those seats.
Exactly. And of course, there's other ways that you can use this phrase as well. For example, maybe you want to bake cookies. You might say, I really want to bake cookies. And someone responds by saying, I'm sorry, we can't bake cookies. To begin with, we don't have any flour.
All right. So of course, Todd doesn't sit in the priority seats to begin with because a situation like this might happen, and it could be awkward. Friends, we do have more to learn right after this. Hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever been in an awkward MRT or subway situation? This happened to me a couple of times. I went onto the MRT and sat down in a regular seat, and someone came on, and she looked at me with puppy dog eyes, and she wasn't an elderly lady. She didn't look pregnant. It didn't look like she needed to sit down, but she kept just looking at me, hoping that I would get up and give her a seat. I wasn't sure what to do. Well, friends, Kent was in kind of a similar situation on the subway, and he got up to offer a seat to an elderly lady, but she insisted that he sit down. So what should you do, after all, when you're in one of these situations? Can I sit here? Is the name of our lesson. Let's continue our conversation between Todd and Kent.
Can I sit here?
You're right. Those seats aren't only for the pregnant, disabled, and elderly. But as you just demonstrated, it can be tricky determining who to get up for.
That's true.
You know what really bothered me, though? The guy who was sitting next to you.
The sleeping high school kid?
He was faking it. A lot of people pretend to be asleep so they can avoid getting up for a person who needs a seat.
I guess you should remain alert if you're in a priority seat, just in case. But that doesn't mean you should never sit in one.
OK, 接下来我们看 pregnant 这个形容词。Pregnant 是指怀孕的。例如 Lily got pregnant right after she got married. Lily 一结婚就怀孕了。或者是 Patricia is now 6 months pregnant. Patricia 现在怀孕六个月。它的名词是 pregnancy, P-R-E-G-A-N-C-Y。例如 many women experience morning sickness during the first few months of pregnancy。许多女性在怀孕的前几个月都会有早晨的孕吐。 所以我们看 demonstrate 这个动词 demonstrate 在这里是指表达或说明例如 these figures demonstrate the severity of our company's financial problems 这些数字说明我们公司财务问题的严重性 demonstrate 也指示范例如 the nurse demonstrated how to use an inhaler 这位护士示范如何使用吸入器 and now let's get back to our teachers
Thanks, guys. Well, as a review, Ken said, hey, anyone can sit there. Of course, he's referring to the priority seats. They just have to give up their seats when they see someone in need of one. And Todd responds by saying, you're right. Those seats only aren't only for the pregnant, disabled, and elderly, but as you just demonstrated, it can be tricky determining who to get up for. Hey, I like that word, tricky.It can be kind of a tricky word.
It's kind of a fun word. Tricky, it could be hard or difficult. Mm-hmm. But in some situations, it could mean that there's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong decision or thing to do. That's kind of how it's used in our lesson today. But for another example of how something might be tricky or difficult, it is tricky learning how to drive a stick shift or manual car. A lot of us have automatic cars. We don't have to worry about switching gears. It can be tricky to learn how to drive with a stick shift, right, Rebecca?
I remember learning how to drive a stick shift, and yes, it was very tricky. My dad was very patient with me. Now, oftentimes when I hear this word tricky, I think about piano because I play piano, and I remember having to learn to play these long pieces.And there's always some very tricky parts.
Well, speaking of musical mm-hmm. instruments, I think it can be tricky to learn how to play any musical instrument, right? It can be difficult at times. Sometimes it can be tricky knowing how to communicate with other people about certain things. For example, maybe you want a raise, more money for your salary, right? It can be tricky knowing how to talk to your boss about giving you a raise.
Absolutely. Well, Gabe...Do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
That's right. Earlier in our lesson, we saw this word, assume. We would like to take a closer look at this word with the twins.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena.
Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word assume. The word assume is a verb, and it means to believe something is true without knowing for sure, like a guess. Let's take a look at our sentence from the article. When I saw that old lady's cane, I just assumed she would want a seat. As many of you know, this sentence is a dialogue between Kent and Todd.When Kent saw the old lady's cane, he thought she would like a seat. But reading the article further, it says the old lady did not want the seat. So when you assume something, you are not always right, even though you think you are right. Here's an example sentence. If Victoria doesn't arrive by 5 o'clock, I assume she's not coming.This person is pretty sure Victoria won't show up after 5 o'clock. If she does show up after 5, then his guess is wrong. You know, last night Christina went to bed very late, so I assumed she would wake up late. But I was wrong. She actually woke up early. That's right, I did.Now, in some situations, it's important not to assume something until you know it's true. Well, our time is up. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Friends, I assume you learned something new just now. Well, let's continue with our conversation. Kent agrees with Todd. It can be tricky determining who to get up for, right?But Todd says, you know what really bothered me, though? The guy who was sitting next to you. But what does Kent say about that? What was the guy doing?
Well, Kent says, or asks, the sleeping high school kid?
Yeah.
And Todd responds, He was faking it. He was faking it. Have you ever seen someone on the MRT sitting in a priority seat, mm-hmm. pretending to be sleeping?
Oh, yes. And friends, I believe you have seen this too. That bothers me a little bit too. I mean, often I will get on the MRT a little bit tired. I might want to sleep for a little while. I'll make sure I'm not in a priority seat though. Okay, so friends, I know you've seen this situation. Some people fake it. They pretend to be asleep. But you can use this phrase, fake it, in other ways, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I've got an example right here. Sally said that she was sick. Why? So she didn't have to go to school. Well, later on, we learned that she was just faking it. She really wasn't sick. She just didn't want to go to school.
Well, I know many people have done that, too. I'm not mentioning any names, but yes, some people like to fake being sick. Well, friends, what are some other things that you might fake? Of course, it's not good to pretend, right, or to fake something, especially if you're on the MRT or in a situation like this. Don't fake being asleep if somebody else needs a seat. Mm-hmm. However, there is a cool phrase that we'd like to teach you, and that is, fake it until you make it. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, when could you use that phrase?
Fake it until you make it. Well, oftentimes I think of theater mm-hmm. when I hear that phrase, because when you're acting mm-hmm. or when you're having to perform, sometimes you're really tired and sometimes you're feeling exhausted.
Exactly.
And you have to fake it. You have to put on a smile mm-hmm. and then you make it.
And you know, if you have to do something that you don't really want to do, if you put on a smile and fake being happy at first, that will actually help you get happier, get into the mood for doing something. So fake it until you make it. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to review with Linda in the editor's summary.
Today we meet Todd and Kent, two young guys who are just leaving the MRT station. Kent laughs and states that something was awkward. It was a situation on the MRT where Kent saw a lady's cane and assumed she would want a seat, but she insisted he keep the priority seat. Todd says that's why he never sits in them. But when Kent says that they can sit there but need to give them up when someone is in need of one, Todd agrees. Pregnant women, disabled, or elderly people should get to sit. But he reminds Kent that he just demonstrated it can be tricky. They then discuss the high school kid who was fake sleeping in order to avoid getting up for someone who needs a seat. And they both agreed that a lot of people pretend to sleep so they can just sit there.
Friends, wherever you are on the MRT, you want to remain alert, not like the people in this photo.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.